Let's see if they can play physical football today. Let's become great. You know how we do our thing.
Welcome to the Lincoln County Locker Room, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark. Tonight's show is brought to you by Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, Stein Brewing Company, Kickspecs Bookstore, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Garage Experts of Columbus, and Rittberger Meat Market, Buckeye Lake. Now, here's Brian Mays with the Lincoln County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
And welcome back, everyone. Happy to be joined by a couple of players here from Lincoln Valley and legendary and Hall of Fame head coach Randy Boffman. Coach, let's start with you. First of all, talk about the mentality and toughness of your team. You've had a couple of really close games that could have went either way. They didn't go the way you wanted to. So you're 4-5, heading to Lincoln Heights, a very good ball club. You know what's on the line, and the team really responded.
Well, I was extremely proud of them, especially at the end of the game. As you said, the previous couple weeks, we were right there. I mean, we had our chances, and we kind of let it get away from us. So as that game played out Friday night, it was kind of the same scenario. We had the lead. Lincoln Heights fought back and got the lead. So you start wondering. I mean, we're always confident, but you start wondering, is it going to go again? And that's when I thought our seniors especially really stepped up, showed leadership. And we made the plays when we had to. Then the defense went out and made the stops and saved the game for us. And in fact, we had a turnover late that put our defense in a real bad situation. So it was a total team effort.
So through the regular season, and the one thing I'll always say about your program is you don't shy away from playing anybody. You've always got that week one matchup with Sheridan, which is a great battle. You had Heath week two, West Holmes week three. So it really can give you, I guess, a barometer about this team, and you're always hoping for a few more victories. But let's talk about this ball club and where you think they've come from week one to week 10.
Well, again, the whole season has come down to, you know, we've had at least four games where, you know, we've had chances to win, and that's what you want. You want to be in a situation when you're playing good competition, and you're right. If you look at the year-end records of the teams that we've lost to, they have some phenomenal records there. But I think it does, you know, develop some character, some toughness, and that's what I thought showed up Friday night. And that's what it's going to take in the playoffs. You know, there's no weak teams in the playoffs. So, you know, it's going to be a all-out war every week. And I think our schedule has helped prepare us for that.
I want to welcome in a couple of senior captains on this ball club, Aiden Stallnaker and Tom Schneider. Guys, thank you for joining us. And so you've heard Coach talk about senior leadership and how important it was. So both of you, and we'll start with Tom, take me back to Friday night when the game is on the line and guys are going to have to make plays if you want the season to continue. What was the mentality with you and the rest of the ball club?
I think especially on the defense, we all knew the situation. We all knew how serious it was. We knew the season was on the line, especially at the end of the game there. And I believe as soon as we went out there, there wasn't a single kid on that team that thought we were going to lose. I think all of us went out there knowing we had a job to do, and no matter what happened the play before, we had a job to do, and we're going to pick our teammates back up.
Adam, you've been through the rigor, and again, there's been a lot of close games that could have gone either way. To see this team get over that hump and get that win to get to the postseason, what did that feel like on Friday night?
Oh, it felt amazing. You know, just knowing that I was going to be with my band of brothers again for another week, possibly more. I think that that's just something spectacular. I love this team, and I just want to continue as much as we can. I know we all can do it. I mean, there's not much else to say, but we can do it, you know.
So we covered the game against Granville, which was senior night, and the one thing I noticed when you guys were coming out on the field and being honored for your senior and your time at Lincoln Valley, one is how engaged. You talked about your band of brothers, but just you could see the camaraderie, even within the parents, just standing along and waiting for you guys to come through, and how engaged you guys have been. Talk about that bond that's out there at Licking Valley.
I know one of our supporters, our SRO, actually, Kevin Braylor. I know he's a big supporter. He came up to me before the game, and he's like, hey, you got to do this. You got to go out and do everything you can. And I was like, you know, we got to do this. You know, we got every parent rallying for us, and that's supportive. That brings a whole new mentality to seeing like how many people show up and just watch us go out and do something that we love to do. You know, it's not something that most faint of heart people can do, but they go out and do it, and go out and do West Holmes or any place that's really far away. That's our true fans, you know.
Tom, do you echo those statements?
It's completely true in all the things he said. It's just, I believe going into the season when he said the band of brothers, I think our goal of all of our seniors, we talked before the season, was trying to get everybody involved, especially the underclassmen, because, I mean, we have two starters that are sophomores on our defense and multiple other underclassmen just rotating in, and they're no less than any of the seniors or juniors on the team. So I think we all show each other the utmost respect. We pick each other up when we're down, and it's a brotherhood all around, like Aiden said.
So I'm going to admit I may have not been completely honest here right before we came on. I may have one tough question for both of you, but I think it's one that you're both going to answer. What is it like to play for Coach Boffman and what he's been able to present at Licking Valley over 40-plus years? I mean, everybody knows the name. What has it been like to play for a Hall of Famer?
I'd say it's an honor, honestly. I mean, I've known him my entire life, but you don't realize how much of a legend he really is until you kind of look at other programs and you see the amount of wins under his belt, the amount of years he has under his belt, and just this pure experience, because he just says certain things and that you wouldn't even think of, and you just know that just comes from pure experience and grit.
I was also going to say it's an honor. I know that it's like a tradition. My dad went through it. He was like, you know, Coach Boffman was there when I was there, and then it was just before that I was like, well, it's just an honor to be under this position, you know, getting to hear him every single day preach on what he knows and does loves the most, you know.
So what teacher so you get, I mean, you've been through multiple classes since you've started, you know, in 1982 as the head coach coming from Indian Valley. Is this something that you really wanted to start to build even way back in the early 80s? Is I'm going to be here, not a legacy for you, but a legacy for the program, that it's always going to be hardworking, it's going to be physical, every game we're going to lay it on the line.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in this community, so it was an honor to come back, you know, as the head coach. And I played for a guy, John Crickbaum, who I think really got the program started. I have to admit, back in the Stone Age when I played at Licking Valley, we were horrible. We were a basketball school. That pains me to say that, but you know, everybody knew Licking Valley for basketball. So John Crickbaum came there in 1969, and he really got the football thing started. So I give him a lot of credit. I just kind of picked it up from where he had it, and I've been blessed to have great families. Again, it makes me old, but I've got a lot of guys playing for me that I did coach their dads, and there's some that's real close to coaching their granddads. So I don't like to admit that, but it has been an honor. I've always, like I say, been fond of this community, and I don't take for granted, you know, the support that the community has given to Licking Valley football. There's just been tremendous memories over the years. Very, very supportive community.
And the continuity. I mean, you've had a lot of consistency, whether it be the coaches, players coming back to help, you know, how that looks at. So I don't know if that's something that can be taught as much as it's just a responsibility or something. They feel you've given something to the program. They want to give something back, either through their kids or just being around and being involved in the program.
Well, it's really helped a lot of my coaches right now. I did coach, so they knew the system as far as playing the system. So I think that really helps in their coaching. And it helps me, really know that they love Licking Valley as much as I do and as much as these players do. So they're going to do everything they can to make it a success.
Now, guys, every game is different. Every year is different. Last year was a tough season, no question about it. And you were able to get in the postseason. You took on a very good St. Clairsville ball club. They went out to a huge lead. But we talked about the no-quit attitude. You guys made that a game. And would there be any type of carryover from that postseason game into this year? Because people just said, well, what happened to Licking Valley? That's not the Licking Valley we're used to. You guys come back, and I'm going to look at two games. I'm going to look at that St. Clairsville game and then week two against Heath, because you were 0-1, and the Bulldogs were coming in, pretty good ball club. They were just off of victory, a thriller in week one. So can you gauge this team from a couple of those games, or am I over analyzing a couple of those?
I don't think you're over analyzing it. One of the key factors, I think, from the St. Clairsville game was the young guys that were put in during the whole game. We had, an unfortunate situation happen that week, but we moved past it, and I think we bonded more as a family, learning how to overcome different problems that surfaced during that whole week. We put through in some new guys, had our senior leaders lead us our way through, and we came out, and in my mind, a lot more victorious than what we would have thought.
I'd say something that's similar between those two games that I think of is, like he said, there's an unfortunate situation where we had a few of our good guys out, and I know for St. Clairsville, I played a little bit more than normal on certain parts of the field, and same for Heath, where week one we had one of our starting guards, Connor Fee. He sustained a calf injury, and I had to step in at guard, which affected more people coming in and playing on defense. And we had one of our better receivers out that week with a groin injury, stuff like that. It's just that week, it's some people didn't expect to get called on, and they had to step up. And I feel in both those games, those people stepped up, and people behind them were ready to step up, even if when their name got called on.
So we carry that to last week. Again, a couple of injuries, a couple guys get banged up, next man up, and that's what kind of led to that victory, I think.
Right. It's just, we preach it as everybody gets in at practice. There's no one standing in the back. There's no one just standing there all practice. It's everybody's doing something, whether it's on scout team, rotating in on the actual team we're doing, defense or offense that day. And it's just, we're trying to get everybody as much experience as possible, as soon as possible, so if their name does get called on, they're not just completely shell-shocked and don't know what to do when they get out there.
As seniors, is that something also that you've worked on, is for freshmen, sophomores, and when you were juniors, understanding that each move in practice is important? Following the game on Friday nights, when you think you may not play, you've always got to have that helmet ready to go in case you're called on. Is that something that you needed to kind of explain to the underclassmen, or is it something that's kind of already embedded in them at Licking Valley?
I think it's already embedded. I know my sophomore year, I had a start against Licking Heights week. It would have been our last game because of 2020 was our shortened season, so it would be week six, something like that. I had to go in for Bodie Creech, who is a mentor to me, and I had to start for the first half, so it was completely different than our freshman ball or eighth grade or anything like that. It was a completely different ball game, but I know practices and everything else got me set, more set than I could have ever imagined. So I think it's preached a lot that it's next man up mentality, and it's always been like that.
So, again, that's one thing I'm sure you hold your hat on, is each player knows maybe it's 2 minutes you get in a game, maybe it's 30 minutes, but if you're called upon, you're going to be asked to produce.
Yeah, and I really like the fact that our lower level coaches do such a good job that if a younger guy has to step up, They've been running the system, you know, for quite some time. So it's not where if a young guy gets in, he's saying, well, this is different than what I've been doing in JV ball, or this is different than freshman or even junior high. So I really like the fact that we've got that continuity that, again, they – yeah, some of the terminology might be a little bit different, but basically everything is the same. So the more you do things the same way over and over, you should get better at it. And I just think that helps when it comes time for a kid to step in that maybe wasn't expecting to get in. But, you know, the kids do a great job of getting themselves ready. I was extremely pleased this last year with our weight room. Larry Miller, our strength coach, he's the best around. I say the best in the state of Ohio. And the kids really like his style of lifting. And we had the best turnout in the winter, spring, and summer, you know, that we've had in a long time. And we need it. I don't know what it is. I got to start checking with the people in the water out there. But we're not very big. Every game we go into, our opponent's bigger than us. So we really got to work on the strength and the quickness to kind of counteract that. And the kids have bought into that real well.
Is that kind of a scheming thing when you realize that some of the hosses up front are bigger than you? Is it all about schematics at that point?
Somewhat. I think it affects your style. You know, I'm old-fashioned. I would love to just line up in the eye and just run the ball straight ahead. I know that's not popular.
Do they even know what the eye formation is anymore?
Well, I think so. We've got it. It's still in there somewhere. But, you know, that was the glory days when you could just power people. And we've had some teams like that. But right now, I think we're best suited to spread people out. And believe me, the spread offense is here to stay. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see going back to the old days. So it's been fun adjusting to it. That's been difficult for me at times, but I love it at this point when you can make them defend the whole field. And we've got guys like Aiden and some other guys with speed. You know, you want to get them out into the open and give them a chance to make plays. So the game's changed, but I think all in all for the better.
We're due for a break. When we come back here on Licking County Locker Room, we'll talk postseason play, preview the upcoming game with Licking Valley and Gallia. That's next after this timeout on the Licking County Locker Room, live from Stein Brewing, here on Tate 98.7.
Hi, folks, it's Andy Ritberger. There's nothing better than taking your tailgate party up a notch or two, and all it takes is one stop at the Ritberger North Market to get our brats, hot dogs, steaks, ribs, and pork tenderloin. I got to tell you that what's on your grill can make or break your party, so come see us at the Ritberger North Market on Maple Avenue in Zanesville. And if you're in the Buckeye Lake area, check out our new store, the Ritberger Market at the Lake.
Now's the time to order Varsity Jackets. The earlier the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been Varsity Jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street, Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
Are you one of those people who doesn't know what they want, but knows it when they see it? Kix Mix Bookstore in downtown Newark is the bookstore created with you in mind. Under the watchful eyes of resident Books Pertz, Edgar Allan Poe's, and Margaret Catwood, you can search two floors full of new releases and old favorites. And if you still can't find something, they'll order it for you. Since 2014, featuring great prices and even better customer service, Kix Mix Bookstore, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Did you know people from all over Central Ohio drive to the Newark Heath area to save money on diamonds? At Duncan's Diamonds, we have thousands of diamonds, all shapes, all sizes, half carat to 10 carats. Because we are direct diamond importers, we own one of the largest selections of amazing diamonds in the United States and offer prices 30 to 50% lower than jewelers in Columbus, where overhead cost is very high. Duncan's Diamonds hand-picks diamonds from diamond cutters all over the world to ensure you get the best. The best selection at the best possible price and certified by GIA. We want you to find the diamond you love today and save. And at Duncan's Diamonds, we have a spectacular and large selection of designer mountings and rings. Beautiful and elegant styles to pair with your perfect diamond. Do not pay high prices in Columbus with their high overhead costs. It is worth the drive to Duncan's Diamonds, Newark Heath area, Indian Mound Mall.
Take your garage back with Garage Experts of Columbus, a local family-owned company specializing in making your garage the envy of your neighborhood. With the exclusive Garage FX flooring system that has a tenacious bond with concrete, giving you a slip-resistant finish that won't peel and can be installed in just one day. And it's backed with their lifetime guarantee. Call now to take advantage of end-of-year specials of up to $450 off. Call today, 614-802-6565, or visit garageexperts.com.
Lickey Memorial Health Systems is seeking registered nurses and point-of-care technicians to work in the emergency department and inpatient care units. LMHS offers a wide range of benefits, competitive wages, and an award-winning work environment. All shifts are available. Interested applicants may visit lmhs.jobs or contact Jennifer Rice at 220-564-7084 or jsrice@lmhealth.org.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
You're listening to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark on K98.7.
Back here with head coach of Licking Valley, Randy Boffman, along with two captains, wide receiver Aiden Stallnaker, senior, and Tom Snyder, defensive end, senior as well. And now I know why both players have been so serious tonight, as we have word that the big powder puff game is tonight, and they're both coaches. So they are mentally prepared, mentally focused. Now, are you coaching on the same team, or are you coaching against each other?
Yeah, no, we're coaching on the same team. Okay, she's offense, I'm defense.
All right. Well, best of luck tonight in that ball game, for sure. Coach, before we get to talk about the playoff game coming up, I did want to follow up on, we were talking about the spread offense, and the thing I've noticed over the last couple of years with the spread, and obviously you know a ton more than I do, but it seems like the running game has gotten a lot more involved in the spread than maybe what we saw initially. And in this county, I am impressed with how many quarterbacks are so good at running and throwing the football. I mean, really, I can't think of a league that has as many good quarterbacks that are, and you've got one of them yourself. But has the running game been a little bit more inclusive now into the spread offense than, say, 5, 6, 7 years ago?
Yeah, I think so. It used to be in the old days, you went to the spread when you had to, and you had to throw the ball. So the fact that it's developed to the point it has today, I think one of the biggest advancements also is the RPOs, the run pass option. So a lot of the plays now, you know, you call the play and it may be a run or it may be a pass, depending on what the defense does. So the quarterback has an extra job there, I guess you would say, of reading certain things and deciding whether he's going to give the ball or whether he's going to throw the ball. So that has been a real big change, because now you can't pack the box. It used to be you could take the run away, and that's still kind of our goal, is to make a team one-dimensional. But with the RPOs, it keeps guys out of the box that, you know, you try to get the box even when you're on offense. We've got five blockers. If they're down to five, we feel like we can run the ball. If they bring a sixth one in, then we got to start looking at, you know, getting to the edge and going back to the dual-threat quarterbacks. In my opinion, that is the toughest thing to stop in football, a kid that can run or throw. It can break your back. It puts more pressure on the defense, I think, than anything there is.
And how has Hayden improved with that from his sophomore year to his junior year this year?
In his reads, he's gotten better at that. Just his overall knowledge of the offense. You know, we give him a lot more freedom now to change plays. And some of it is so simple as, you call a play. If he doesn't like what he sees, he just switches it to the other side, which doesn't sound like a lot. But when you got teams that are, rotating defenses certain ways on certain plays, that's big. And then we do have our automatics where he checks out of a bad play into to a better play. So his knowledge of it and then just his athletic ability, of course, is what makes him so good. He's, if not the fastest, Aiden would dispute whether he's the fastest or not, but I mean, he's one of the fastest on the team. So he can hurt you with his legs, which is real nice.
There's no way a wide receiver will ever admit that the quarterback's faster. Am I right on that?
Absolutely.
All right, so we're off to the postseason, the 22nd playoff appearance for Licking Valley, 6 consecutive playoff appearance, 9 out of the last 10 years you've been to the postseason. When you get here, yes, you can still have some scouting and some film play, but I have to assume it's more about what you can do on Friday night necessarily more than the opponent, especially in the first couple weeks.
Yeah, and it's usually a lot more adjustments once you get there, because you're right, you're limited on film. You just don't know what kind of film you're going to get. Unfortunately, this week we had a bad draw on film. Two of the films that we got from Galley Academy, their opponents are playing real tight. The one team was still running the old T formation, but I mean everything was in tight. So the one game against Ironton is a good film. We've really been dissecting it because Ironton does play the spread some. So it puts a little more pressure on you. Sure, they're going to have some things that we haven't seen, but they're in the same boat, and that's what I mentioned to the coaches tonight, that some things that maybe don't work as well against our opponents here that know us, play us every year, that I've found in the playoffs, there's some things you can do that maybe they don't see in their part of the country or in their part of the state. We run a little play with our outside zone or our stretch, kind of run it a little different, I think, than most people. And sometimes things like that can be effective because they just haven't seen it all year. So that's what makes playoffs so exciting.
Well, and I will admit, I'm an old-timer, too. To have anyone say Ironton running the spread, I didn't think I would ever hear that, because that used to be just full house backfield.
Right.
Here we go. That's for sure. So, guys, obviously you're going to be an underdog coming into this ball game. They're 8-2. I think both losses to Ironton and then Ironton Rock Hill, if memory serves me right. But it's a very good program. They've been successful. But you like being the underdog coming into this one?
Absolutely. I feel like we've been underdogs most of the season, in my opinion, just from our record and especially from last year with a 2-8 season. We're coming out and people don't expect much from us, and we've surprised them a few times.
I think the thrill of being the underdog is amazing, just, coming out and uppercutting them and showing them who's actually boss. It's a good feeling.
And within the postseason, it's usually one or two plays that can make a difference in the ball game. So I'm going to go back in the archives a little bit here. I want to make sure I get this right. I think it was 2019 when you were playing Poland in a game that everybody said, this is it. They had a big lead. It was over. And again, my memory's not great, but I want to think it was a fourth down stop around midfield, and then you guys just turned it on and got it. It was an unbelievable ball game.
Absolutely.
Just unbelievable the way you guys rallied. So when you get it could be a play on defense. It could be a play on offense. So we go back to talking about being ready for every play, especially in the postseason. That can make all the difference in the world.
It's absolutely true. I mean, I feel like when I walk off the field from defense, I can take my helmet off, get a drink of water, and know my offense is going to drive it 80 yards down the field and score, and then I just get a chance to go out and do my job and then do the same thing over and over again. It's just, it's a lot of repetition doing your job right.
And I guess that would be the focus in practice this week.
Right.
Fundamentals, fundamentals, fundamentals.
Right. Repetition and just imagining how, you know, you're going to play out. Coach Bachman says it all the time. Like, imagine yourself in that position of, you know, what you need to do and how different things can affect it. You know, you have to pre-plan what you're going to do and just figure out ways to solve the problem, you know.
So you've made this trip to Gallia before. You got a huge victory. It led you to a state semifinal run. You can look at the comparisons. You beat Licking Heights in Week 10 that same year. I don't know how much you want to throw into that, but your experience of taking these long drives in the postseasons and things like that, does that help you get another team ready for? And it was a long trip to St. Clairsville last year as well, but I guess there's nothing here that would surprise you for Week 11.
No. I mean, I don't know that there's anything that can prepare you for a 2.5-hour bus ride. But I think there are some things that you do learn over the years. We're going to make sure that we're able to stop partway, for example, to let them get out and move around and have something to eat, get back on and go, and get there early. You know, an old coach told me years ago that the best thing that he did in the state championship was that he took his team and they got there really early. And they're playing in the state championship, but he got the footballs out and he let the guys just kind of goof around a little bit out on the field in the stadium. So we'll go early, again, get the footballs out, kind of move around a little bit, just kind of get our legs back under us. So, you know, I guess you do it enough times, you do kind of learn things that maybe might work and things that don't work. But it still comes down to, you know, the 48 minutes. You got to be ready to play and do your part. We really stress that your 1/11th. You don't have to do it all. Just do your 1/11th and count on your buddies. So that's the key to winning.
I have no doubt this team will be ready to go Friday night the way you guys have performed and not let the negative stuff overtake the season, and the way you rallied against Licking Heights on Friday night, I think, showed a lot of determination. We really appreciate all of you joining us tonight here on the Locker Room Show. Good luck at Powder Puff tonight. Hopefully you guys come out with the victory, and congratulations getting it into the postseason, and good luck against Gallia Friday night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will wrap up this edition of the Licking County Locker Room after our final timeout here on Kate 98.7.
Take your garage back with Garage Experts of Columbus, a local family-owned company specializing in making your garage the envy of your neighborhood. With the exclusive Garage FX flooring system that has a tenacious bond with concrete, giving you a slip-resistant finish that won't peel and can be installed in just one day. And it's backed with their lifetime guarantee. Call now to take advantage of end-of-year specials of up to $450 off. Call today, 614-802-6565, or visit garageexperts.com.
What's your plan for lunch? Join Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark and enjoy their selection of burgers, sandwiches, and salads. Stop by for lunch or go online to steinbrewco.com and order ahead for pickup. Businesses on the square in downtown Newark can take advantage of free delivery from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark, where you can be your own bartender. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, featuring 33 craft beers and 3 craft sodas on tap. Stein Brewing. Co.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Licking Memorial Health Systems is seeking registered nurses and point-of-care technicians to work in the emergency department and inpatient care units. LMHS offers a wide range of benefits, competitive wages, and an award-winning work environment. All shifts are available. Interested applicants may visit lmhs.jobs or contact Jennifer Rice at 220-564-7084 or jsrice@lmhealth.org.
Now's the time to order Varsity Jackets. The earlier, the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been Varsity Jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street in Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
Are you one of those people who doesn't know what they want, but knows it when they see it? Kixmix Bookstore in downtown Newark is the bookstore created with you in mind. Under the watchful eyes of resident Books Pertz, Edgar Allan Poe's, and Margaret Catwood, you can search two floors full of new releases and old favorites. And if you still can't find something, they'll order it for you. Since 2014, featuring great prices and even better customer service, Kixmix Bookstore, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Hi, folks, it's Andy Ritberger. There's nothing better than taking your tailgate party up a notch or two, and all it takes is one stop at the Ritberger North Market to get our brats, hot dogs, steaks, ribs, and pork tenderloin. I gotta tell you that what's on your grill can make or break your party, so come see us at the Ritberger North Market on Maple Avenue in Zanesville. And if you're in the Buckeye Lake area, check out our new store, the Ritberger Market at the Lake.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 60 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at finksqualityautos.com.
We're back, talking high school football with the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark on Kate 98.7.
And getting ready to wrap up this edition of the Licking County Locker Room, live here from Stein Brewing in downtown Newark. Our final top six regular season Licking County poll looks this way. The Heath Bulldogs come in at number six this week. Licking Heights is ranked fifth. Licking Valley will come in at number four. Watkins Memorial at number three. Granville, with their win over Watkins, moves to number two. And the top team in the regular season finale will be the Green Wave of Newark Catholic. Again, we'll have their playoff game coming up this Friday night from Whitefield, taking on Zanesville Rosecrans. Kickoff at 7 p.m. right here on Kate 98.7, as the Green Wave, number one in Division 7, Region 23. And again, recapping the other playoff performances, as we talked about here tonight with Licking Valley, the Panthers on the road going to Dahlia to take on the Blue Devils, a team that they did play back in 2017 with a victory by Licking Valley in that ball game. Hopefully they can make it two in a row down on the river in Southern Ohio. Division 5, Region 19, Heath also to Southern Ohio, taking on the Pirates of Wheelersburg. It's Granville in Division 3, Region 11, hosting Bell Fountain. And Division 2, Region 7, Licking Heights at North Canton Hoover. And Watkins Memorial hosting Northland. We'll see you Friday night from Whitefield. This is Brian Mays. Have a great evening, everybody.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, Stein Brewing Company, Kixmix Bookstore, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Garage Experts of Columbus, and Ritberger Meat Market, Buckeye Lake. Join us next Monday night at 6 for the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.